When you're at the Minnesota State Fair, the days, the hours seem to just fly by. And I'm with Mindy Greiling. You may remember her name because at one point she was a state representative from?
Roseville.
From Roseville, yeah. Okay. But now you're not here in any official political capacity today.
Not at all. I'm done with that.
You are here serving good food at the Hamlin Church Dining Hall.
I just finished my shift.
You just finished your shift. Did you know, folks, that the Hamlin Church Dining Hall has been part of the Minnesota State Fair since before the Carnival Midway was even a thing? The first Carnival Midway started in 1904. The Hamlin Church Dining Hall is celebrating its 120th anniversary here at the Minnesota State Fair. It started in 1897. So to kind of put that into perspective, that was before Theodore Roosevelt came and visited the fair. It says here that he gave a rousing speech in the morning and then he wasn't able to fulfill his evening speech due to laryngitis in 1912. Calvin Coolidge, who was the vice president in 1922, was heckled by an impatient grandstand audience after speaking for 45 minutes on a 90-degree day. So he shortened up his speech so that the horse races could start. That was in 1922. And in 1927, John Philip Sousa composed the Minnesota March and performed it here at the fair. But before all of that was the Hamlin Church Dining Hall. And are you a member of Hamlin Church?
I'm a member of the church, and as soon as I joined in 1971, I got to work at the State Fair Dining Hall. I've been working here ever since.
Now, is this the dining hall that, when my aunt used to take my brother and I to the fair when we were little kids, is the dining hall open right away in the morning?
Yes.
Early in the morning?
We have breakfast
and
there.
And you serve pancakes?
Yes, 7 a.m.
This was the place then. So her idea, and I think it's a great idea, fill us up on pancakes before we could go through the rest of the fair, so then we weren't always asking for other food through the day.
That's a great idea, because the pancakes are pretty cheap. You know, they're like $4.75 or
right.
something.
Yeah, good strategy she had.
She was smart.
So what else is on the menu at the Hamlin Dining Hall?
Well, the new thing this year, which is the most popular thing, is wild rice meatballs with lingonberry sauce. You know, how much more Minnesotan could you get?
Yes, and so those have been selling like hotcakes.
My husband is a cashier, and he said like 80% of these hotcakes are these meatballs this year.
And so where did the recipe come from?
Well, you know, we have a chef who's actually a member of our church, and he's a regular professional chef, and he came up with it. I don't know where he got it, but it's a hit.
I guess. And so how is it that this has survived and thrived and been part of the fair for 120 years?
Well, people from our church like the camaraderie. We have such fun. We love to volunteer there. We get 10% of our church budget from doing this, but it's mainly for the fun, the service. We give 10% of our proceeds to Feed My Starving Children, and also something called the Sheridan Project this year, where we send food home with kids, or they do, and then we're contributing to them, for kids that don't have, you know, as much food at home on the weekend.
That's great. And it's one of the few places at the fair where you can actually, it's a dining hall, so you can go in and sit down.
It's an old-fashioned dining hall. I mean, we've had it since 1897, but this building that we have, this site, we've had it since before I was born, and you can see I'm not a spring chicken. And then this was built there maybe in the 60s. So it's an old, it's just a throwback to time. So, you know, the State Fair, anytime if we ever wanted to change it, they would want us to keep it because people are nostalgic about
sure.
the place. If you were there for your pancakes with your aunt
30 years ago,
you yep. would be nostalgic about it too. So people just have memories of this place.
Mm-hmm. So give us a little mental picture of what the place is like.
Well, you come in and right to your right, actually just maybe 5 years ago, we started a partnership with Izzy's Ice Cream. So you see from the street, you can buy ice cream cones or dishes of Izzy's Ice Cream. And we always have a flavor that's kind of something from the State Fair or something from the church, like elderberry ice cream or uh-huh. coffee queen ice cream or something like that with the dairy princess.
Uh-huh.
And then you walk in and you have this, you could go to the left and have a really long line. But if you look straight ahead, you see people at long tables red and white checkered tablecloths. They might be the same ones you had 30 years ago because we're so frugal. We wash them off and
sure.
fold them up and bring them back the next year. And then way in the back, you see the serving line. And here's where you see all the volunteers. You know, we have little kids who volunteer. We have, you know, people my age. We have people in their 90s who volunteer because we love the fair.
And are these all members of Hamlin Church?
Members or former members or friends. You know, my friend from Wisconsin, she goes to a Methodist church in Wisconsin. She came over today, met me there, and she'd never been there before. She said, I'm coming back next year. This was fun, and the food was good. We all get a free meal, you know, for mm-hmm. our shift.
Yeah. Oh, that's a good payment.
Yeah.
Now, what denomination is Hamlin Church?
It's a Methodist church.
Okay. I thought you were going to say Lutheran, because, you know, the yeah. Lutheran church, they're always known for those hot dishes and things like that.
That's right. Well, there is one other dining hall, church dining hall, left at the fair, and that is a Lutheran church.
Okay.
Yeah, they were the only two, and there used to be so many dining halls, but they take a lot of volunteers, and so a lot of them have faded away.
That is a tremendous effort. So what time do you open, and what time do you close?
Well, we open at 7 a.m., and we close for like a half an hour between the breakfast shift and lunch, and open again, I think it's 11 or 11:30. And then we're open till around 10, or close at 10 or so.
Wow, okay, yeah. So that's a long day.
Yeah.
So you've got people moving in and out. Are they're cooking and they're, I suppose, bussing dishes and things
right.
like that?
You know, I'm going to correct myself since I'm on the radio.
Sure.
I think we close at about 7, actually.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Still a long day.
Right, still a long
but
day.
But a lot of fun, too.
Yes. Oh, it's so much fun. But mm-hmm. by the time you get done, you are ready to sit down, I'll tell you that. Because when you're, I was picking up trays and talking to people, and when you're done, you're tired, but while you're doing it, the time just flies because people are so happy when they come in.
And they're sharing happy. Their stories, their
yes.
memories, just like what I did with
yes.
you.
Yes.
What is your, what's the best part about the fair other than the Hamlin Church Dining Hall for you?
Well, I like the cheese curds, too.
Sure.
So I have to try to not fill up on the dining hall so I can at least have cheese curds once.
Mm-hmm. And so on a typical fair year, fair 12 days, how many days are you here?
Well, this year I'm here only 3 days. I'm working 2 days at the church, and then I brought my great-nephew, my husband, and I just uh-huh. to have fun with a kid. You know, you have to be here with a kid.
You have to see it through the eyes of a child.
Yes. Yeah.
Yes.
So we did that the first day of the fair. So, but there are a lot of people at our church who work every single day, you know, just according to what you have time for or whatever. But
mm-hmm.
but they don't criticize me for only doing it twice, you know. And my husband's out here 4 or 5 times most of the time.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, folks, if you're going to make it to the fair in St. Paul, you've got to make the Hamlin Church Dining Hall part of your fair experience and make some new memories. It's been there for 120 years, and we hope for another 120.
Thank you so much. Yes, we do, too.
All right. Well, thanks, Mindy.
All right.
That's Mindy Greiling with us. Stop in and see her at the Hamlin Church Dining Hall here on the grounds of the Minnesota State Fair. They call it the Great Minnesota Get-Together. There are people. We've been talking to people all day from all across the state. And I'm sure you get that there,
oh,
too.
Oh, yeah. We had some from Kentucky just half an hour ago.
Really?
Yeah.
Great. All right. Well, we're going to toss back to the studio to get a news update here in just a couple of minutes. And then we'll be joined for their second appearance, the Gypsy Outlaw Radio Hour, with our new volunteers, the Jensen Sisters, on Pioneer 90.1, all the way from, where are you guys from again? Goodridge.